A desperate search. Crews scour the fire area in Butte County in search of the many still missing. Plus, a nasty pileup in Santa Cruz after a big rig's brakes fail. And a major pledge. Airbnb says it will donate $5 million to tackle homelessness in San Francisco. Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. We do remain on fire watch as the Camp Fire continues to burn in Butte County. 42 people have been killed, but that number is expected to rise with hundreds still missing. So far, the fire has scorched about 125,000 acres, and right now it is 30% contained. The burn zone covers an area bigger than the size of San Jose. Crews are trying to protect 15,000 buildings that are still in danger. And the desperate search is on to find or identify the hundreds still missing. Crews are using power tools and cadaver dogs as they search through the burnt out rubble. Officials have requested two portable mortuaries and rapid DNA testing to help speed up the identification process.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can, because I understand the toll that it takes on people.
The campfire has also destroyed more than 7,000 structures. Taking a live look from our KPIX 5 studio roof camera, you see the hazy skies, the Bay Bridge there in the foreground, but nothing much beyond that. The unhealthy air does continue to hang over the Bay Area for the fifth straight day. And some schools in the North Bay have canceled class today because of unhealthy air. Children and the elderly most vulnerable to the smoke levels, and the Air District is urging people to stay inside with windows and doors closed until smoke levels subside. People in the North Bay doing their best with the heavy smoke.
The air is horrible. It smells bad. It's burning your eyes and throat. Life goes on and you just have to deal with it.
If you're thinking of getting a mask, you want to pick one that filters out the particulate material. The best option is labeled N95 to make sure it and make sure you keep the seal tight. Some good news from the fire lines. Paradise resident Alan Pierce crediting his Toyota Tundra for saving his life along with many others. Pierce made two trips to and from the fire zone to help evacuate more residents. He posted this photo of the truck on Instagram saying that was all because of his truck, and Toyota caught wind of Pierce's heroism and have offered a replacement. In a statement, the vehicle company said Toyota is so humbled by Mr. Pierce's selfless act that we are pleased to offer him a brand new Tundra. Farther south, the Woolsey fire flaring up again in the Santa Monica Mountains. Fire crews have been dumping water and slurry on those flames. The wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour were to blame for this big flare-up. Hundreds of residents who had just been allowed to return home had to turn around and evacuate again. Officials reminding people to stay vigilant.
And the danger is far from over. If you're being held back, it's because your life and the lives of your family and neighbors are still potentially in danger.
So far, the Woolsey fire has burned more than 95,000 acres from north of L.A. to the Malibu coast. Right now, that fire 35% contained. Now to a developing situation out of Santa Cruz, where CHP says the brakes on this big rig failed, causing it to hit multiple other vehicles. This was obviously a photo from the scene with the fire burning. The front of the big rig completely engulfed in flames. The crash happened just before 10 this morning. It was on Highway 1 near River Street. CHP says as many as 14 vehicles were involved. Right now, the northbound lanes of Highway 1 still are closed in that area. They are expected to reopen at 3. Airbnb has just pledged to donate $5 million over the next 3 years to fight homelessness in San Francisco. The home rental company says that the city is their home and addressing the homelessness crisis is their responsibility. It's not yet clear how those funds will be used, but Airbnb had this to say, quote, "We are working with a coalition of experts from across government, community organizations, and other private sector entities to ensure these funds are directed to the most pressing and urgent needs." Some big news from Amazon. The online retail giant has announced their second planned headquarters will be split between New York's Long Island City and Northern Virginia's Crystal City. The company is investing $5 billion in that project, which will bring 25,000 new jobs to each location.
Those will be high-paying jobs, $150,000 per year average.
Amazon's new investment in Virginia is going to pay dividends for the entire Commonwealth.
Amazon received more than 200 proposals for the new headquarters, but in the end picked major metropolitan areas. Amazon said economic incentives were another factor. The company will get more than $2 billion in tax breaks. Hiring at both locations is going to begin next year. Michelle Obama is on the road. The former First Lady has begun her 10-city speaking tour to promote her newly released memoir, Becoming. The book is largely about her life and experiences, but there is some criticism of President Trump. The tour kicks off in Illinois today, the same day the memoir does hit stores. The tour stops here in the Bay Area December 14th at the SAP Center in San Jose. We'll be back another update top of the hour. You can watch or listen to the updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.